This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's that time. Christmas time is here. Everybody knows.
Finish more of those turkey sandwiches and all those leftovers. Put the leftovers down. Cyber Monday is here. And oh, yeah, that's right. It is officially the holiday season. It feels like it already was here, though, a little bit early. But Monday is Cyber Monday. That's a big deal because that's what you do. You create a deal and make it a big deal. And people refer to it as that. Then they're like lemmings. They jump on the computer as trained to do so on Monday throughout the day and take advantage of the savings because Black Friday was down. Lots of people didn't do that thing where they went to the strip malls, the malls, and various stores. Not that nobody did. There were still millions and millions and millions spent, but the numbers were lower than previous years, let's put it that way, although slightly higher than 2020, the worst year so far for retail in the pandemic, but we'll be comparing lots of numbers. Hey, hey, everybody. I don't want to be the Grinch who stole Christmas. Yeah, have fun this holiday season. It's Kate Delaney. If you're joining me for the first time, welcome. If you've been here many, many other times, you know how we roll in lots of different directions. What's transpiring in your neck of the woods and mine, there may be some similarities. I say it's the buzz in the land, and the buzz in the land is about this new variant, Omicron. We're going to talk about that in a second. But before we get there, Cyber Monday, I got to give you the payoff. It is a retail created thing, but there are deals because if you pay attention to what AirPods cost or what other technology costs, and you know you can get a better deal, you know that it's going to happen on Monday if they're going to beef up those kind of deals. So thousands of home items are marked down, like in a Macy's or in an Overstock with furniture or other decor you would use for rooms, or Walmart. They had a bunch of pre-Black Friday sales, but they'll have others for tech and home and clothes and all that. You get it. I mean, almost any store you probably normally would get something from, if you waited and you go and check it out, you probably get 20% off your mattress, for example, or whatever it is, off the coffee you were going to order for everybody, the books, whatever it might be. You get where I'm going with this, right? And like I said, because Friday was such a weird day, the market crashed lowest of the whole year. And when I say crashed, down, you know, over 2% plus across all the indexes. So that was a bummer. And that was because of the arrival of our new enemy. And what the new enemy is doing is it's already been found in Canada. It's a new variant of this COVID strain, which is, of course, exactly the worry about something like this, that there could be variants and they're going to spread and they're going to mutate. And that's what's happening. So it's arrived in the West, and South Africa found the first Omicron variant, and, you know, with less than 1% of coronavirus samples. What does this mean for all of us? That there's a lot to learn about this, that you're once again going to have to put on your thinking cap and pay attention and see how it affects you and what you think the facts are and what you need to be prepared for, right? Because the Delta variant is still dominant worldwide. It's accounting for 99.9% of U.S. cases. And will Omicron be able to displace Delta? I mean, who knows? I wish they would all just go away, these SOB of viruses and mutations. But this variant has over 30 mutations. in the part of the virus that current vaccines target. So it's this suspected reason why it drove that new infection rate in South Africa. The mutations will probably render some of the COVID-19 treatments not effective, like the manufactured antibodies. What? So that's the scary thing, right? And what does it mean with these experimental antiviral pills? What will happen there? You know, like the Pfizer's, the Merck's, etc. All of this, who knows? Shake it up in a bag and we'll see what happens when it's tested against this. I mean, scientists say it could be more weeks before they can define the type of disease caused by the variant, how contagious, how to identify it quickly, all of it is very, very big concern. It hasn't been identified in the U.S., but it's likely already here. When we're talking about it being in Canada and some of these other places, it would most likely be here. It just hasn't been identified yet, right? So some countries have moved to limit travel from Southern Africa beyond government restrictions. You know, it's, again, it goes to whatever your vulnerability to COVID is. We just saw that a basketball player, Joel Embiid from Philadelphia, said it was just the worst moments of his life. He couldn't believe it. He had no idea and felt when he couldn't breathe at one point that he was going to die, that he wasn't going to make it. So he had a very bad case of it and missed almost 4 weeks of hoop. It's not about what he missed. It's about his body's reaction to it, and it was a nasty reaction. So these are things that people are gauging when they hear what some people have wrestled with when they've caught COVID-19. So, you know, buckle up because it's winter time, especially in the Northeast, where things happen indoors, and that means you could see those averages get higher because there's more potential for exposure, right? Of course there is. Now, will states go to the extreme that New York did? I don't think so. The New York governor declared a state of emergency, saying it's coming. The virus is coming, so let's get ahead of this. And with cold weather surging, that's the biggest threat to a place like New York, and especially the people that come in and out of New York or the hospitals, etc., hospitals with less than 10% staff bed capacity, or those that are designated by the state like New York, authorized to screen patients and restrict admissions to keep beds open. And if you've had to have any kind of elective surgery, you know, and it's not elective to you when your back is killing you, or there's something else that has to be done with your shoulder or some other part of your body, and you can't get in, it gets pushed aside because of what's happening with the virus. I know a couple people that fell into that category, and it wasn't pretty. So I'm just going to take New York for a second. They vaccinated about two-thirds of their population. That's close to 80% of their 20 million residents. They've got at least one dose, but when you look at protection, would one dose do? It sounds like probably not. Probably not. All right, stay with us. I'm going to introduce you to an interesting lady who's going to pump you up after all of this negative news that you just heard. Let's correct the buzz and flip it around in a different direction.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Right now, Erica Sarzin Barilla joins us, and she's written a book called Chasing Radiance, which you can pick up on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. Erica, thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, it's wonderful to be here. What fun. It's great. Thank you.
So let's talk about your road to writing Chasing Radiance. What made you decide to tackle this and write the book?
Well, you know, it wasn't really an outside-inside thought. Which is the way of many artists. We just find ourselves there because the muse takes us. I swear to you, that's always been the case with me. But I'm an artist of many, many sorts, and what we do is we are in dialogue with life, and we have a great need to express ourselves. So I've written before, I've published before, and it was probably just a matter of time before I was going to write my own memoirs. Now, you know, I'm a believer in the power of story. I think that we all really need to connect with each other, and we do that through going to the movies and watching the protagonist, but also through reading a good novel and reading a very moving story. Which I've got in Chasing Radiance. It was a kind of calling to move forward and do this. I mean, to be perfectly frank, I knew that I had so much to say, and that this book, though it's a book of memoirs, is really a container for me to weave my spiritual insights and messages. So, you know, the reader really is the world to me. I'm more concerned with that connection than just what happens when people journal. You know, it's not so much an inner dialogue. It's a dialogue with life. It's a dialogue with the reader.
I like that. So tell us, the anticipation has got to be out there where people are thinking, wow, Chasing Radiance. Tell us about Chasing Radiance. What's it about?
Well, it is, and thank you for putting it, the question, just in that way, because I think the answer really is in that title. You know, Chasing Radiance actually came from an old story of mine that once upon a time I called Chasing Fireflies. And it took place when I was a little girl and I was having big, big troubles in my life. My mother had just died and other things that one will read about. I'll keep the reader in suspense. But it was such a difficult time in my little girl life. But I remember that particular summer being at camp back east. And indeed, I was able to give way to the magical child within, who found beauty in just chasing fireflies. And, you know, Chasing Radiance really came from that. But the way I see it, no matter where we are and we're in troubled times, we do have to use our greater imagination and reach for that magical child who does keep chasing the radiance. That aspect of who we are is really always reachable. And especially when times are so, so rough, you know, if we don't go for our soul and we don't, go for wholeness in life, higher consciousness, which is really what radiance is about, then we're not able to kind of live in our purpose. And truth be told, we're all in this together, and we all need to empower each other. We all need to see the light, and I'm not talking about spiritual bypassing in any way, but we all need to stay alive and within our greater imagination in order to work things out on this planet at this time.
Wow, what a beautiful sentiment. Absolutely, I concur. So, Erica, what do you hope the takeaway is for most of the people that are listening and say, wow, I got to get Chasing Radiance?
Well, for one thing, I know that this book reads like a novel, so it is deeply moving. I'm, you know, it's very important that I move. It's very important that I empower, that I give people hope, and I think they do walk away with that, a feeling of connectedness, and, you know, and a leaning in towards their, again, their greater imagination, and the feeling that perhaps, in fact, if they keep their eye on the sparrow, we can together walk hand in hand and heal the world, heal each other, lift each other, all of that.
Yeah. Wow, perfect place to end this. Lift each other. Erica Sarzin Barilla. Again, the name of the book is Chasing Radiance. I mentioned it at the top. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it on Barnes & Noble. Any other places you want to send the listeners?
Well, you know, it was published by Balboa Press, so that is another way. You can always go to my website, which is interesting, and I think there's a link to several different sources. My website is www.chasingradiance.com.
Perfect. That's easy to remember. Erica, thank you so much.
Thank you. It was great to be with you this morning.
All right, Chasing Radiance, that sounds like a good thing to me, doesn't it? Sound like that probably to you, too. She's right. You know, so much of it comes down to your mind and what are you doing with all that, everybody's struggling in some way, whether they admit it or not, because of what's happening in the last couple of years with the pandemic. And now here we go again with yet the announcement of another variant. Crazy. All right, one thing I do, I take long walks with the dog, with the crazy Guinness. And I was psyched when I came back from my trip to Florida to pick him up and see that he wanted nothing to do with me for like an hour. And then suddenly he was that puppy again, and he desperately wants that attention. He wants to walk. And so in walking, I got a chance to listen to Adele's new album. So, you know, a whopping 838,000 copies of 30 sold, right? But what's interesting, this was in the first week. Most of them were CDs and downloads. It's the biggest opening week for any album in 2021. But that's 75% fewer albums than she sold in the first week for 25, another one of her albums that was released exactly 6 years ago. So we can debate the songstress's, you know, version of what was 25, was it better, etc. But I think she still has reason to celebrate. And she's got a beautiful voice. And it really does take you away, right? So find that. What is it that takes you away? Whether it's walking with a crazy, wild little dog in some kind of wilderness somewhere, shutting things down. I think the holidays is like part of that. Except for sports. Sports was constantly around me this past weekend and time that I had with my family. But I think that was a good thing because, you know, watching what was happening with the three Thanksgiving Day games and then cruising around and doing some other playing games and that kind of thing, I think was healthy. And speaking of playing games, we do have a game that breaks with all the constant drumbeat of what we're talking about that's happening in our world that frustrates us, and it's called Nail the Score. That happens on Wednesday. It will be back officially in its spot on Wednesday. First hour, final segment. I'll pick the game of the week in the NFL, and you only have to pick the winner and the exact score. If you pick the winner and the exact score, which you don't have to do any great analysis for that, you're just throwing out numbers. If you do that, you win fabulous prizes and bragging rights because you got it right. You nailed the score. We have a lot of fun doing it, and we've had a couple of winners, big, big, big winners in the past, so that could be you. Indeed, it could be you. All right, we've just scratched the surface. Much more to get to. I'll meet you around the bend.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Starting Monday, the Biden administration is closing America's borders to travelers from 8 African nations, hoping to slow the spread of a new and concerning COVID variant. The White House and the CDC say no cases of that variant have yet been identified in the United States, though Dr. Anthony Fauci says it's likely already here. Meanwhile, Israel is banning all foreigners from entering that country as part of its effort to stem the spread of the new Omicron variant. Those new restrictions kick in at midnight Sunday, just after the start of Hanukkah. They're expected to last for at least 14 days. LA area seeing another case of a mob of masked thieves looting a retail store, this time a Home Depot in LA County. This man works there, says he tried to stop them.
So we closed the front entrance, and they put their sledgehammers up. Like, whoever got in the way, they were going to hurt them.
USA Radio News. Abortion will be front and center before the Supreme Court again, as the High Court will hear arguments on Monday that challenge the state of Mississippi's 15-week abortion ban, challenge to what pro-choice activists have called a blatantly unconstitutional abortion ban. Mississippi's 2018 Gestational Age Act prohibits abortions after 15 weeks. The exceptions do include rape and incest. It's been referred to, though, as a direct attack on Roe v. Wade. No reports of any major delays or widespread flight cancellations, though millions of Americans are heading home after Thanksgiving. The TSA expects to screen about 2.4 million passengers today. Multiple reports say Oklahoma's head football coach Lincoln Riley is leaving to take a job at USC. He would replace Clay Helton, who was fired in September. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Topping odds and ends. It's been a while. We're going to talk about mammoths. Yes, mammoths. And also a terrible earthquake in Peru and a couple of other things I'll squeeze in between. Things you might not have heard because so many other things are happening in our world. And it's a holiday weekend that we're coming off of. A lot of people trying to get back to home from visiting family, friends, or just taking a little bit of a vacation. And that time couldn't have come better. And I'll tell you why in a few minutes. But first, how about the 7.5 earthquake that rocked Peru? And sadly, it toppled a centuries-old church tower. I saw a photograph of this, and this was a 16th-century Catholic church tower, apparently, but there's no deaths or serious injuries, so I wouldn't have led you down that path if that was the case. But you got to think about this. It happened before 6 o'clock. So many people were spared. It was a deep quake, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. They're saying it was about 70 miles below the Earth's surface, which is a factor that can sometimes reduce damage to buildings and infrastructure. Now, the epicenter was 25 miles northwest of a coastal city of about 63,000 people. And photos from that area show a pile of, you know, concrete, rubble, whatever, where you had that 45-foot tower where it had been one of those landmarks that you would just see and you knew it and all of that sort of thing. It was it like you have landmarks, I'm sure, even in your towns, no matter what they are. But this was a really big landmark. And I looked at a map and I was looking at where that epicenter was, and it really couldn't have fallen in a better place. Because if it had inched in a couple of different directions, boy, we'd be talking about the loss of a lot of human lives. Now, that quake also has aftershocks, and of course you could feel them in the outskirts of Lima, they were saying. Now, Lima is a pretty big area that's thick with a lot of people. And earthquakes are common in Peru because you got the Pacific Ring of Fire. There's about 85% of the planet's seismic activity actually takes place there. I was rereading that. It's a fact. I was rereading that just the other day, the Ring of Fire. There's some fascinating books and different kinds of, I think, documentaries that are out there that talk about the Ring of Fire. So I looked at that, and of course it's right there. But the good news is, so a big relic goes down, 7.5 is crazy, crazy big. And I mean, if we said 7.5 in California, I'd be calling everyone I knew from the north to the south and in between. But this was a place that luckily wasn't as populated. So yeah, some people got a little shook up and it was scary, but no deaths that we know of, none of that, which is crazy wild. This is crazy wild to me, and you might brush this off. You might not care about science or history or any of that kind of thing. But when I moved to the great state of Texas, one of the things that I discovered was in Waco, Texas, which is the home of Baylor, they have this national monument, this Waco Mammoth National Monument. And it is one of the most awesome places that I've ever been. It's a paleontological site, and it's a museum. But it's not like the typical museum. I mean, you're like right there in the earth. They found the fossils of 24 Colombian mammoths and other mammals from that time in history. So it's just mind blowing to see it. You can see how, where they found it, where they found the bones, and people were just walking through and they happened to see something sticking out. And the investigation of that site, this is why it's fascinating to me, didn't happen until 1978, right? So think of all those bones that were down there and nobody had any idea. And now it's turned into, I think, probably a tourist site. I'm sure that there are more people that are interested in seeing it. But it didn't happen until these two guys saw a bone protruding from this eroding creek bank, and they reported it to Baylor University, to their museum there. And by 1990, because that happened like in the late 70s, by 1990, 15 mammoths, or mammoths, whatever people say, it's mammoths, right? Mammoths have been identified, and they preserved their remains, and they were preserved, and they removed them, which is crazy. So it became this big dig site, like just in the middle of Waco. And they've also found a camel, they found a saber-tooth cat's tooth, and it's wild. Who knows what else they could unearth in that area. But if you happen to ever be near Waco, it is a place to see. All right, now why did I bring that up now, and why do you care? It's because I think it's cool to look back again at history. And some researchers announced the discovery of a mammoth tusk that they found 10,000 feet deep in the ocean. This was reported, I think, over this past weekend. But they were blown away to find it sitting all those feet deep in the ocean. And there was a scientist and a pilot from the Monterey Bay Aquarium and Research Institute, and they were looking at the ocean floor around 10,000 feet deep, 185 miles off the coast of California, when they spotted what they thought was an elephant tusk. Like, okay, someone threw an elephant tusk here. So they were only able to get a small piece of it, and in July this year, they finally went back to the site to retrieve the whole tusk, because this happened in 2019, and of course we've had the pandemic and everything else. And so they finally had looked at this, and they found that it actually belonged to a Colombian mammoth. What I just told you about
you know, what I had seen in Waco. So it's that, it's the same species that they identified, which is so wild. Imagine you're a scientist, you're not expecting to find that, and they were able to find that. And what's the difference between like a woolly mammoth and a Colombian mammoth? Is the difference is the Colombians didn't have much hair because North America was warmer than the rest of the world. So it's, I mean, the Colombian mammoths are one of the largest mammoths on the planet, believed to be anyway, and they had one of the biggest tusks, about 16 feet long. Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, there's other things we can talk about that are happening. Definitely. Absolutely. All right, so the big deal and the thing that is the buzz, which is part of odds and ends, is, of course, this new variant that has been found. And what does that mean? Is it going to be a crazier, bleakerish kind of winter? Is there going to be less travel? Are there going to be offices that just remain shut? Or, you know, it's that same question we keep recycling over and over again. But it is scary because this Omicron mutation of the coronavirus, I guess, suggests that it's easily transmitted. We've heard that before. And it could elude immunity protection that has been offered by previous infections and even, you know, vaccinations, of course. So we don't know for sure. Of course, this is all being investigated. This came out of South Africa. It's believed to have, you know, come out of South Africa, and supposedly it's also in the UK, which is, you know, which is not good because, again, of the mutations. This was my fear of this whole thing, is as with any virus, especially one of this variety, if you get those mutations, I mean, you're going to have more mutations, right? So how bad is the mutation? I mean, so that's the key thing, right? And to me, it will affect you no matter what. Like it or not, it could be that your job stays virtual if you're virtual, or you're only in the office a couple days a week versus a whole week, and we're back again to the big question mark. And it's that way of life that, at least for now, like it or not, no matter what your view is, this is the cards we've been dealt. So you got to pay attention to what people are saying. You got to, I think you pick out the facts for yourself, but the facts to be had here are there are not a lot of facts, right? Because this is just something that's being uncovered now. I mean, and look what happens with the virus. So the Dallas Cowboys, they had to go virtual with meetings heading into their Thursday night game at New Orleans because they've had a rise in infections in the team. And this is always the scary part. This is a competitive team. They lead their particular division, the NFC East, and they've got a right tackle, Terrence Steele, who was among those that tested positive for COVID-19, and is going to play against the Saints. So what has sports done? Sports has become the release for many people. I believe that it's played that part in our lives, probably always for some of us, right? But even now more than ever, as much as somebody who is critical of sports, it's entertainment. And it's entertainment that I think we need. We need distractions that are healthier, right? Don't you want a distraction from... It doesn't mean we're not on top of things. It doesn't mean we're not arguing about things. It doesn't mean we're not looking at what's happening in our world. But I think distractions are healthy, and people are so anxious. You can feel it, the tension sometimes when you're around certain people. So anyway, this is where we're at. And again, it's lots and lots of questions and not a lot of answers. And of course, we're going to have more people on the show, and we're going to look at all sides of this. But it is an Omicron panic is what it is. So does it mean there's going to be more travel restrictions? Well, yes, not in the United States. That's not happening right now. But travel to the United States, certain areas, all of that, of course, is going to be part of what we're going to see here. We already know that. And it comes at a wild time when people are traveling now more than ever and are happy about it because they're reconnecting with family and friends and they feel like they can take a breath. So here we go again. Buckle up is all I can say. All right, hang with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side as we close out the hour.
I make you My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
And we close out this hour with what's on tap. So, what's on tap? Ghislaine Maxwell is expected to testify in her own defense. Do you remember this creature? She is, or was, the right hand of Jeffrey Epstein. So she's charged with sex trafficking, and she's supposed to take the stand on Monday in this upcoming trial. She says she's absolutely prepared, supposedly, this is what sources are saying to the Daily Mail, to take the stand, that she'll do whatever it is to save her own life. She faces life in prison for aiding the former Jeffrey Epstein, a convicted pedophile, in the procurement of underage girls for sex trafficking. They trusted her. She went after them. Creepy. So sources close to Maxwell have affirmed that the British socialite, because she was a British socialite, will probably take the stand, which is unique in a sexual abuse case, because usually no way, no how, they don't testify. They just let the prosecution prove the case and that's it. But she says to these supposed pals that she's not shying away from the truth, maybe overconfident. She hasn't been offered a plea deal, and her trial again starts with the opening arguments on Monday. She keeps maintaining, apparently, that she's innocent. She's been in a Brooklyn federal jail since her arrest at her New Hampshire mansion in 2020. And, you know, her family, whenever they're asked by the press what
what's going on with Ghislaine. They always claim she's innocent, and they, you know, they say that Epstein was a manipulator and he ruined a lot of lives, and he continues to do that. But the reports are the opposite, that she was involved in some of it, that she got these young women, that she talked them into it, and so many of them have testified. In fact, that was part of the testimony for over Epstein, and the fact that he was, again, he was a convicted pedophile because of that. That was part of the deal. When they, when many of them testified, they talked about that. Many of the young women who got caught up in this was very, really sickening, sad to actually to hear the story. So I hope they throw the book at her. Let's see what happens. I can't imagine what kind of tale she's going to weave, but I guess she's got something up her sleeve if, in fact, she does end up testifying. So we'll see if that is true or not. All right. The other thing that I would say is part of what's on tap is what's going to happen also on Monday, Cyber Monday, because I would think now the world that we live in, right, we're kind of used to keystrokes and ordering things that way, whether it's food or clothes or gifts or whatever. So Black Friday shopping dropped as spending is kind of down for the holiday season. So you think of retailers who have taken it on the chin, some of them certainly depending on the store, but the actual traffic at retail stores was down 28.3% compared with 2019. So that would be before the pandemic, and usually that's why they call it Black Friday, because it's so ridiculous how many people are out there shopping. It's the day after Thanksgiving. It's the official, we'll call it, kickoff to Christmas shopping. And I think it really does show the trend, more than anything, of people shifting to spending online. So doing it earlier, doing it during the year, picking out whatever you wanted to pick out, and just going online. So that clearly to me is probably that. And then anybody running out to get things, they may have done it earlier. I mean, who knows? But they can look at this data, so it's not baloney making it up stuff, because these numbers are crunched. You know, there's retail associations where they can compile all of it. So the data that was compiled showed that, you know, we were looking at a big shift with, you know, traffic was up 47.5% compared with 2020 levels, so that was better because shoppers, of course, stayed home because of all the COVID fears that were being fueled, and retailers had reduced hours. They didn't have people to work in many, many cases. The peak time for Black Friday shopping in stores was 1 to 3 p.m., and that's what they found in the past, too. So looking at this shift, you look at the big box stores, Target, Walmart, Best Buy, they all decided to close on the Thanksgiving holiday. And probably some of them will make that a permanent shift. I mean, who knows, right? But the data, it was from Adobe Analytics, and it did show that retailers rang up about $8.9 billion in sales on Black Friday, but it's still down from, you know, the year earlier, which was like $9 billion. Usually, end over end, you record, there's just, you know, more, there's more spending. So it's interesting, because I think the National Retail Federation found, I know they did it, they found 61% of consumers had already started getting holiday gifts before Thanksgiving, thinking and anticipating also the shift in would their presence get there in time? Because remember, the U.S. mail delivering slower, saying expect slower times. The fact that you have backups in getting merchandise because of what's happened supposedly with the supply chain, even with the 24/7 in Los Angeles now, etc. It's still, I mean, still you're dealing with worker shortages and all of that, and it's, we've been talking about it enough that you know it. It's in your head. Hey, if I'm going to jump on this and get this ahead of time, this is what I got to do. You know, period. The end of story. Right? What's in a name? What's interesting is, you know the old saying about history is bound to repeat itself, or we learn from history, which is the same thing, basically cycling around. And now what's interesting is looking into the backgrounds of people that were once revered who
suddenly find, or their families, you know, decades and decades later, get notices that their celebrated former icon or historical figure has been removed. Their name has been removed from a building, or their statue has been carted away. A New Jersey school district has restarted plans to rename Woodrow Wilson High School because of what critics call his legacy. They're saying he has a legacy of racism. So this is a school district that I went to school in, the Camden School District, voted about this a couple of years ago, but because of the pandemic, that all was frozen, right? So they got about 100 members on the renaming committee, and it includes all kinds of different people, school administrator, parents, you know, etc. So what is the school going to be renamed? And Wilson was a Democrat who was born and raised in Virginia, but he was president of the United States, as you all know, from 1913 to 1921. He was the governor of New Jersey from 1911 to 1913. And talk about, again, a person who had clout. He was the former president of Princeton University. So, and he was the first Southerner to be elected president since 1848. And in the White House, he was absolutely praised and criticized. So, ultimately vilified for segregating parts of the government. And equally applauded for launching the Federal Reserve Bank system, although we could talk about that now. And here's the key, helping the Allied powers, I think, win World War I. He was critical in that. So Princeton removed his name from its Woodrow Wilson School of Public and International Affairs. I can remember picking someone up there. And Wilson College last year, they say it was just too significant in what they've now dug up about him all these decades and decades later. So I guess this is the last domino to fall in the Wilson history. And this is the era that we live in, right? The era that we go back and look, and now people who were once thought of as maybe flawed, but had something that they had done that contributed to society, that contributed to our political system, they're on the outs, right? All right, and finally, I thought it was interesting because I went to school in that district. Okay, so finally, this is the big wrap-up. Chris Christie, notice he's popping up everywhere. I just saw a Newsmax story and another story, maybe CNN, about him. And I'm wondering, is he thinking of running again? I mean, he's a former New Jersey governor, speaking of New Jersey and governors, and he's a one-time Republican presidential candidate. So he was, you know, he's been denouncing conspiracy theorists, and he's been talking to a lot of influential Republicans, and he's saying that the party will only succeed if it offers a plan for tomorrow, not problems from yesterday. So he's out there trying to shape some of the political commentary, and there are rumors that he could run again. Would he really run again after 2016? I'm thinking, I don't know, maybe he wants to be a kingmaker. That's for someone else to decide. Thank you for listening to this version of the show. You make it count.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113, drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.